Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see. Nothing to see. Nothing to see here.
Experimental radio produced by NASCAD University.
You are listening to Nothing to See Here, a program of experimental radio produced at NASCAD University. This episode is called Gods and Insects.
Dear Lord, that I'm not a very religious person, but I thought I would come today because this is very important to me, and it's very important to the benefit of the cultural community here. I really would like your help with this. It's pretty personal, so I would hope that you would keep this confidential. Like, don't go telling it to any of the other angels or anything. But I just can you help my fan fiction get notes? I made this fan fiction and I really think that everybody should read it, but nobody will read it if it doesn't get any notes. And I really, really need you to boost it. Like, can you just get some of your acolytes to go and log on to their computers and log on to www.fanfictionforum for the fanfictionfollowers.net.org and go and get these readers on my side so that everybody can read my slash fiction of Mr. Tomato and Rob Cop, the Galaxy Police guy. It's really, really important. Thank you, God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Thank you very much. I really thank you so much. I'll be sure to pray to the Holy Trinity of requests. Thank you very much.
Dear God, please don't make my cornflakes be squishy so quickly. Thank you.
Dear Lord, this is a pressing matter. The other day I was in my local coop down in the cheese section. I was searching and muddling about for the fifth time this week, and I can't find my blue Stilton. I need my blue Stilton to put on my hard bread each morning when I wake up. That's the way I start my routine, and I've been doing such for the past 25 years, and I haven't been able to find a single one yet. I mean, I'm confabulated. Absolutely confabulated. I'm not saying, Lord, that you have had anything to do with it, but if you can solve it by any chance, by any means, please. This is Greg's suffering. Please help Greg.
Dear God, I'm really pissed off at Samantha. She bought those white Converse, and she knew I wanted to get them. Can you please kill her mother for me?
Can you, like, please get Trevor to like me? Like, I really... Okay, he's on the football team. Like, I need that. Okay, Samantha, she has a boyfriend on the hockey team, and I need to up her. Also, like, I really want the new Morphe palette, so, like, can you, like, make my mom stop being such a prude and, like, make
I sacrificed a lot for her. She was being carried.
buried down the processional to be buried, and one of the casket bearers, he fainted, so the casket fell on the ground, and then her body rolled out. It just came out of the casket and it rolled down.
Dear God, you know, it's been a long time since I've done this, but that girl Samantha, she thinks she's the smartest girl in the class. But let's be honest, it's me. Can you please tell the teacher that
I didn't think that the way that you would try to solve my last issue would be to kill my mother.
That's the least of my problems, God.
My boyfriend.
Dear God. Okay, so you know Samantha. Like, really. Like, she went on my Ask FM and she asked me if I was pregnant. Are you kidding?
Dear God.
I'm sorry.
I haven't been able to come for 3 days.
I'm sorry.
I need some help.
I lost both of my legs in a car accident. And now all I have are these 2 stumps. I can't even walk anywhere yet. And I found out the next day in the hospital they were running some tests. And now I find out that I'm pregnant and I don't know the father. And I just... Why, God?
Well, okay, God. I mean, no one's really been answering any of my emails lately, and I'm really getting annoyed. Well, I've been trying to contact Sally, Sandra, Samantha. None of them are responding. I've been trying to get with Billy, Bob, Benjamin. I've even tried to reach out to Brooklyn for the fifth time. Nothing's coming my way.
Yes, I was once a great god. I was worshipped. Everywhere I looked, there was idols to me. Reverence. People praying, people worshipping, sacrifices, all to me. And I ruled with great dignity. I would bestow my gifts upon these people. Yes, my magnificence will be spread about the land. I would bless this person. I would grant good luck to this poor child born in poverty. It was a delight. I could look around and choose who would be blessed. And who would be smitten, who would be punished? In this way, I felt fulfilled. Yes. But what happened to those days? Oh yes, gradually things would change. I would have to move around and change my shape. I would appear here as an elephant, or I would appear here as a young man with many wise things to say. And of course, I would guide the hand of the wise man who wrote in a book so many startlingly wise things. And maybe I did lose some interest, perhaps, day after day. So many demands. So many people. So many people wanting me. Making me into some kind of impossible thing. But you know, now, I can't even listen. I hear their voices calling out for me, but they don't know me anymore. They don't know who I am. I miss feeling the power of millions of voices calling out to me. Calling for my help. Calling for my judgment. And I could erase their despair. Wipe worry from their minds. And allow them to carry on the tightrope of life. What great days they were. I, a godhead, a divinity, a universal force, revered by all beings. They worshipped, they called my name, they revered and feared me. Yes, and I was there for them. And nowadays, I feel like the love has gone. Never has my benevolence been so granted upon a people with so little effect. And I am bored of them. I am bored of their trivialities. I find it ponderous. The requests. Why can't they pray to me with full hearts and brave minds? I am not a plaything. I am not some kind of guru, some kind of self-help advisor. I'm a god. My words should thunder in their heads, and yet they grovel. They pander. Their minuscule little lives laid out in front of me, as if they deserve something from me. Their entitlement bores me. I have gone out of style. And do you know who I blame? I blame the insects. The insects never believed in anything. They truly rule the world. And the insects swarming around, taking over, buzzing, biting. Oh, the insects. Oh, the insects.
And there was like nobody around me, and I heard this like thrumming coming from all the cash machines, and I was just like, I don't think anyone else heard it, but it was such a low pitch and such like a humming noise that I could hear things coming apart in the ground, and it was just so surreal but comforting.
Did it have anything to do with excrement?
No, I think it was more of, like, beetles. Well, kind of. I mean, that is what they kind of do, but...
Yeah, some kind of...
Just, like, the feeling of, like, being taken apart.
So deconstructed.
Yeah.
You felt the feeling of being deconstructed by the hum of beetles.
Yeah, it was kind of freeing.
Well, there are those dung beetles that roll balls of...
Feces,
yeah, of dung.
Yeah, don't they present those to their mates? How romantic.
Yeah, I think they present them to their mates and their godmothers, either one. I can never tell.
I think I gave one to my sister, she didn't like it, but...
I understand.
You're trying to be your own god.
My own god. Like, I'm trying to, like, really, like...
What do you mean about spirit? Do you want to be a spirit?
I'm both, okay? I'm fluid.
Yeah?
You're a god and a spirit?
They can be both.
Is there overlap there? Like, wow, can we see the Venn diagram that, like, puts those two things together?
I don't bring these things to...
The way that I see things, it's impossible to be a spirit and a god at the same time.
You know what? And honestly, I'm just, like, really, like, getting a little bit... And it's just... All the Xanax I've been taking lately is just a little bit too much, and I'd really appreciate it if you'd lay off.
Your stats are correct. Right?
Well, for me, you seem to be shifting between two different kind of phases in your position, and that's it.
Oh, God. Your parents would be so disappointed. That
I
the
hope
god,
so,
like,
Dad.
One of them is the god of non-drugs.
Hey, Venny, couldn't you pull up that diagram about... Oh. What was it now again? It's that stuff about the substance use of the youth that follow the indie spirit.
Yeah, I've got that Venn diagram right here. Yeah, here. I'll whip it out.
I'll just go get some cleaning wipes to clean this table for a bit, because it's filthy. We cannot drink our coffee off this table.
You know
until
what?
I've stuttering
don't
about.
Worry. It was a bad face tattoo. I got it apart.
Yeah, here. So here's the graph.
It's a bimbo
of how many
dolphin
drug users
across your forehead. Come on,
the, indie rap
I mean,
god.
It's
no
him.
Spiritual god are, thing James. Should be wandering around with such obscenity on their face.
High, but if you look here, the devotion's really high in this graph. It shows.
Yeah, really successful guys. Why can't you
let him show the graph? Let him show the graph.
Like, right after James got that tattoo, the amount of bimbo dolphin tattoos in the world, it skyrocketed.
Yeah, I will end existence.
But I think even if you got the tattoo of whales, you know what kind of hole I'm talking about when I say hole, across the circumference from your earlobes to your nose, what kind of effect would that have on a young audience today?
I'm just really in a rough spot right now.
They're gonna be
really
just not very nice.
So, you know what makes you popular is
saying that they'll get lots of street cred?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, is that what you grant when, like, you're sitting on your cloud and you're looking down at, like, mankind?
Kind of goes against a lot of my own beliefs within mannerism.
Is it a mannerless wasteland?
I find it to be a bit of a mannerless wasteland. You know, I find that when, in terms of music, when it comes to, like, being strict to the core about the manners and such, I find country interesting. Bends rules as such. Not really that old school in the shack kind of country. More that churchgoer going country kind of style. I find that jazz. Actually, I'm into the contemporary jazz, not the experimental 60s, 50s, 40s kind of jazz. That's what I would rock with.
Yeah.
My G's. Trying to adapt your kind of linguistic abilities.
Texas Instruments TI-84.
Great.
You can see on my calculator.
I think you have to turn up the X322.
Yeah, sorry. Here, I'm going to punch it in. You can see that I've run the numbers, and it seems like the proportion of people who subscribe to the God of Manners versus the indie rap god is quite the landslide. You can look at the histogram right
there.
The
streets of London. I'm not walking, I'm bumbling,
and
you pass by something that smells nice.
Right now, if we're talking about right now,
a shop, perhaps they sell flowers. I mean, that's what I would tend to go to, a flower shop, a florist. Someone yells to you from the shop, "Hey, come in here. How would you react to that?
I'd probably go find out. Yeah, I'd check it out.
Yeah? I mean, even though that you could say that we're part societal and part not, in the sense that we are partially accepted and, you know, like, essentially
it's
not really... Yeah, I mean, we are outcasts, even though people don't even... You could say they don't even notice us, really.
Yeah.
What about you, Caterpillar? Would you pillory your way into the shop if someone yelled, "Hey, come in here"? Like,
yeah, I mean, to me that sounds like food is ready, and I'm naturally very hungry.
That's true. Me too. I'm always taking up a lot of space. Literally.
I mean, I like to take away space.
Yeah, decompose stuff. And you kind of just float around.
Yeah.
Right.
Take up as much space as I need.
That's good. I mean.
Or as little. That's respectable.
Yeah. I think we all. Yeah. Well, okay, take for example where we are. We're now sitting on this roof terrace, all in our own little zones. I'm by the hyacinths. You're in the little puddle on the corner of the patio.
Yeah, I'm just like molding in the corner.
Yeah, molding in the corner.
I got all my leaves with me, and they're kind of covering me while I'm eating them.
So we have our, well, to break down the psychological steps of the, well, I don't define myself as an insect. I don't really go by, I mean, I think we are more than that, but to talk about the metaphysics of it, I guess you could say it, then.
Would you say you're more part of the hive?
At times, yeah, I'm part of the hive. I see myself as in a wider scope. I'm Bingo, the bumblebee, but at the same time I'm not, you know, I'm all bumblebees.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't feel singular just because I have the name. I mean, I meet a brother of mine in the same bush and we have a bit more like the real.
I'm not prepared to decompose your grandma physically, but I just see her.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm trying to get at, this. I guess it's that idea of the self, you know? And in our situation, I mean, most humans, they have it easy. You meet Rob in the corner store, he's buying a pack of cigarettes, smokes his cigarettes, goes home, drinks his coffee, goes to bed. Simple life, you know, not much to it. For us, you know,
the wider lens of what we have to worry about.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've touched about, I can't even name the amount of flowers that I've touched, but yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to be taking apart every single thrown away piece of food and every American and everyone in Japan and just every dead whale. It's really stressful sometimes, and I feel like I need to get away. I just need to hum.
Yeah, it's so ironic in the sense that we are just on this patio on this rooftop.
To Nothing to See Here, a program of experimental radio produced at Nescat University. This episode was called Gods and Insects. This program featured the voices of Lucien Easton, Felicity McIsaac, Lil McDonald,
Michael Day, Sandra Iber, Nora Sonier, Nicola Sertwell. The sound design was by David Clark. Nothing to See Here is produced by David Clark at NASCAD University in Halifax. For more shows, please search for Nothing to See Here Radio on SoundCloud.com.